Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian Hunter. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bryce Flory. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bryce Flory. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ronda hits a fly ball towards left. Jenkins catches it and throws to second to double up Hunter, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Higginson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark hits a line drive for a double. There's an error on the play. Higginson goes all the way around to score. Clark moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Easley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryce Flory is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Flory bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Flory covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Matheny moves to second. Scott Carl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carl takes first base on ball 4. Matheny moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Higginson. Vina reaches second base with a double. Matheny scores. Valentin scores. Carl moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higginson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Clark reaches second base with a double. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Easley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easley moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easley scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive beyond first. Clark can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grissom moves to third. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Flory covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bryce Flory is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Flory is 0 for 0 in the game. Flory takes first base on ball 4. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 0 for 2 in the game. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Hunter steals third. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higginson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carl is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carl hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vina hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Easley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Easley strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bryce Flory is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flory is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Flory takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Bronswell Patrick now pitching. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cirillo for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett's for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 3 in the game. Ronda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Higginson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higginson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Easley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Eric Owens pinch hits for Bronswell Patrick. Eric Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Owens hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Bryce Fleury is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fleury is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Fleury strikes out. Two outs. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Joe Ronda batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ronda is 0-for-4 in the game. Ronda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark fields the ball and throws to Fleury covering. Safe. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Higginson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higginson strikes out. One out. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Easley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. AJ Sager now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matheny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Brad Woodall now pitching. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Woodall, and towards Valentin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Tigers. A.J. Sager batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sager hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Brad Woodall. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Tigers. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cirillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.